Repulsed by the brutality against women in the story, A Thousand and One Nights, composer John Adams created a dramatic symphony for violin and orchestra, where the solo violin represents a modern young woman who stands up to her oppressors. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on Scheherazade Point Two.
While the title may bring to mind Rimsky-Korsakov's 1888 tone poem, Scheherazade Point Two is not a reboot. Composer John Adams.
My piece is completely different, but it was inspired by thinking about this tale of Scheherazade from the contemporary feminist point of view, that this is actually a terrible story.
In A Thousand and One Nights, Scheherazade survives only by telling her murderous husband a story each night with a cliffhanger ending. In Scheherazade Point Two, the solo violin part, written for Lila Josefowitz, represents a strong young heroine who pushes back.
I wrote it for Lila because Lila has that kind of incredible power. She's this lovely person, but there's just this fantastic sense of independence.
Josefowitz has now played the part over 60 times.
It's been a really transformative but very strengthening experience for me playing this.
Although there's no explicit narrative, each movement suggests images. A wise young woman, her pursuit by zealots, a love scene, a confrontation, and escape and flight to sanctuary.
It really is about internal courage, strength, and vulnerability, being in danger and fighting for what you believe.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.